November 17th, Tuesday. What must you say? You did well. You made a mistake. People usually say the above sentences to others. However, in doing so, they can never save them. God has called you as the one who remained. God knows how pivotal you are, so He has given you homework. There's no such thing as coincidence. This is the covenant of Isaiah 6:13. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. Beginning from nothing, those who remained, Isaiah 6:13. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. Among the words recorded in the Bible, the second most important words after Christ are those who remained, or those who possess the gospel. Those who remained know the reason why people have fallen into slavery, captivity, and colonization. They also know their full worth or value. Therefore, through those who remain, God will heal those whose conditions have been enslaved, held captive, and colonized. What kind of healing is it? Number one, healing the environment. Joseph, who became a slave, began from nothing. However, he gained the answer of Jehovah being with him in all circumstances. If those who remained open their eyes of rightfulness, they'll see amazing answers. The greatest answer they'll see is the start of healing. Through long-standing spiritual problems that emerge through the family, God gives the answer of healing the environment. Those who realize this will be used for world evangelization. Number two, healing people and the age. God heals people through meetings with others. God will heal the age through the complete summit. Although it seems difficult, it's actually quite simple. God desires for those who are saved to restore the gospel. If the gospel is restored, works will surely take place. At this time, you must keep in mind this extremely vital fact. You must know your worth and status as the one who remained. Any problem you face today is a God-given assignment so that you may know your important worth or value. Dear God, although I don't possess anything, help me to grab hold of the gospel and begin to heal those around me, the environment, and this age. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.